I think Principal should have his office in the restroom. Maybe then he'd hire somebody to keep it clean, or an armed guard to stop people from plugging up the toilet, smoking, or writing on the walls. "Who is Alexandra?" I ask. "I don't know any Alexandras," Ivy's voice says above the rush of water in the sink. "There might be an Alexandra in 10th grade. Why?" According to this, she has pissed off a whole bunch of people. One person wrote in huge letters that she's a whore, and all these others added on little details. She slept with this guy, she slept with that guy, she slept with those guys all at the same time. For a 10th grader, she sure gets around. Ivy doesn't answer. I peer through the crack between the door and the wall. She opens the soap container and dips my shirt in it. Then she scrubs the stains. I shiver. I'm standing in a bra, not a terribly clean bra, and it is freezing in here. Ivy holds the shirt up to the light, frowns, and scrubs some more. I want to take a deep breath, but it smells too bad. "Remember what you said about Andy Evans being big trouble?" "Yeah." "Why did you say that?"